It's here, it's time, the day has come. And it's Arthur Schwartz, the
The
food man.
day has
Well,
come.
the day has come.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, that the day has come for Passover and for Easter, which are practically on top of each other this year, which doesn't happen too often. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today anyway, although marginally. I made a boo-boo and I stored a large container of cottage cheese in the wrong place in my refrigerator, and it froze. So I had, and it was, I now I know this because I made cook with it, but it's a 3 cup container. So that would be, I don't know, 24 ounces. That's a lot of cottage cheese. I eat cottage cheese a lot of mornings. Not every morning, but a lot of mornings. It is one of the most underrated foods, I believe. I think most people associate with it with dieting, but I also associate it with various indulgent foods. For instance, I love buttered noodles with cottage cheese, and the more butter, the better. So that's certainly not dietetic. And of course, if you add a few eggs to your noodles with cottage cheese, and I don't like it sweet, but you could add sugar. And you bake it in the oven, it's a noodle pudding, noodle kugel. That's certainly not dietetic. In fact, the way I
No, not
make it,
that.
no, I actually add sour cream. And by the way, cottage cheese often
I was
is
just going to
paired
ask, okay.
with sour cream, and that certainly is not diet food. So, in fact, that's another thing. I mean, you toss your noodles with butter and then cottage cheese, and then you put a big dollop of sour cream on top. Very indulgent. But I don't know, what am I going to do with 3 cups of frozen cottage cheese? I let it thaw out, of course, and I tasted it, and it was okay. The flavor was okay, but it was particularly dense. I mean, I don't know why freezing made it a denser product, but it did. So I thought, oh, I'll cook with it. What am I going to cook? Well, I never did this before, but I thought I would try my hand at a cottage cheese cheesecake. So I rummaged around and I found a recipe, and it was super, super easy. The only thing is, I did not have anything. If I wanted to make a crust, I guess, a short pastry crust, I could, but I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go to all that trouble. Well, this is basically a blender recipe. So to add, a labor-intensive pastry didn't make sense. The actual recipe called for a graham cracker crust, which I could see easily. However, I had no graham crackers and no prepared crust and no graham cracker crumbs. I did have some regular crackers. I considered making, like, adding sugar to regular crackers and butter and making a cracker crust. Then I didn't do that. And then I also thought of maybe breadcrumbs would make a nice crust. And I think they would actually, toss some breadcrumbs with sugar, and then add your melted butter and press it into the bottom of an, in this case, the recipe called for an 8-inch square pan. Ends up I didn't do that at all. Because, well, I'll give you the filling. It was the filling that I was making this for, not the pastry, not the graham cracker crust for sure. 2 cups of cottage cheese, 2 eggs, a half a cup of milk, a tea, and what gives it a cheesecake flavor is this essential flavoring: 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and the juice of a whole large lemon, about 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. You put that all in the blender, blend it until it's very smooth. I didn't try it in a food processor, but maybe it'll get smooth there too. But it's a blender recipe. Now, what I forgot to put in was the 3 tablespoons of flour. which certainly would have changed the texture of this, but I forgot to put it in. I poured the, and I'd already decided I wasn't going to make a pastry crust. I was going to make instead individuals. I find individual things of stuff I'm not supposed to really be eating is better because it's a discrete amount, it's a small amount, and I'm not tempted to have another slice. Anyway, I forgot to put in the 3 tablespoons of flour, and I'd already poured it into custard cups. I think a lot of people have these custard cups. I still have my mother's, or maybe my grandmother's, those little glass custard cups or pudding
The
cups
fluted direct.
with the had the fluted top. I have a set
Yeah.
that has no, yeah, I have a set without the fluting, which I prefer. But yeah,
Even
those
better.
custard cups. Yeah. So this mixture, again, two cups of previously frozen cottage cheese, 2 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla. Oh, I forgot, a half a cup of sugar. Well, the recipe actually called for 2/3 cup of sugar, which I'd used. But when I ate it, I said, you know, probably could use a little less sugar. So if I make it again, which I will, I'm only going to use a half a cup of sugar. And that made enough fill 5 of those custard cups. So I would actually make 6. I would pour it a little differently next time, not fill them quite so much. It should make 6 of those custard cups. I put them into a 13 by 9 inch baking pan, and because I'm going to bake them in a bain-marie in hot water. It's custard, especially without the flour to stabilize it. So I put them in the pan, and when the oven was preheated to 350, I put the pan in the oven, poured in enough boiling water around the custard cups to come up about halfway. And that's it. I baked at 350 for half an hour. I let them cool in the bain-marie for about 5 minutes or so, and then I let them cool further out of the bain-marie until they were room temperature. The first ones we ate at room temperature, and they were delicious. And then I chilled it, and it really was much more like a cheesecake filling, chilled, although it was very delicious, even not chilled. And I would do that again. And it's way less calories than cream cheese cheesecake. It was very smooth and silky. I really would do it again. I might try it again as a cake, but I don't think I would put the flour in. I don't think it needs it, although maybe I should try that. The other thing, now that used up 2 cups of the cottage cheese. I still had another cup to go. And I could have done a number of things with it, but because Passover is right on top of us, and I realized I still had matzo meal from last Passover. You know, matzo meal is like inert. Nothing ever happens to it because it's so devoid of anything. But I had a box of matzo meal that I did not use up last year, and there it was in my cupboard all this time. And I thought, well, time to use that up, or at least to use some of it. So I made something that I really like, and I don't make hardly ever, is cottage cheese kremslach. Now, the word kremslach is used for a number of different matzo meal pancakes, but I use it only for these cottage cheese ones because that's what my grandmother did. She called, you know, otherwise they were, I don't even know what she called the matzo meal pancakes. She probably used English. Her first language was English. She probably said matzo meal pancakes, but for some reason we call the cottage cheese ones kremslach. Now for that, I used up the last cup of previously frozen cottage cheese. And a cup of oh yes, and a couple of eggs, and I put sugar in my kremslach, just a little bit. You could do it without the sugar altogether and salt. Oh, I know I needed to tell you something. So this I was very lazy. The day I decided I was going to make the kremslach, and even though I have a recipe for it in Arthur Schwartz's Jewish Home Cooking, my Jewish book,
Which I
and
have,
there's a recipe there. So, but I was lazy and I didn't want to get up and look at the book. And I had my phone in my hand, so I looked it up online, and I sure enough find this recipe for cottage cheese kremslach. And it looks like a really good recipe. Maybe I should follow it, but let me compare it to my own recipe. So I get unlazy and I go to the shelf and I take down the book, and sure enough, the recipe I found online was word for word my recipe. It looked familiar, but I didn't want to say right away this was plagiarized. But and I found, and then I went back to see where did I actually find it online, and it was on a very, very famous food website called Leitz, Leite apostrophe S, Leitz something or other, because it's the website of David Light. He's won awards for this website. So I went back to see where I got it from, and that's where I got it from. And then when I read it more carefully, I see that he fully credited me for the recipe. So I didn't have to be angry at the internet anymore. Although now I know he had it in his website, I bet you it's out there in other forms, not credited even to David Light, much less me. But the recipe is out there, and they came out delicious. I mean, I must say, they really were terrific. And it's in a pinch if you have cottage cheese in the house and matzo meal, it's a really good thing to make. So let me just check my recipe here. I just made them the other day. Three eggs. Did I say two? No, you need three eggs. Wait, maybe I'm wrong. That's not the right one. How many eggs? Four eggs. Okay. Four eggs, a cup of that cottage cheese. By the way, I buy full fat cottage cheese, which is 4% fat, which is low fat. But there is such a thing as low fat cottage cheese and no fat cottage cheese. I certainly would not want to eat those for their own sake. But for cooking, maybe. But I use full fat, 4% cottage cheese. I prefer large curd, but I will eat small curd if that's all they have in the store. I know Jill likes Fleischmann, not Fleischmann's. What's it called? Friendship,
Friendship.
which is a New York State cheese, by the way.
Wait,
Friendship.
and as you pointed out, Daisy, that I can do that. However, I do prefer small curd.
You can get Daisy small curd. I've been
I
buying
understand.
Daisy lately, which I'm really liking, the large curd. It's very, very creamy. But the brand that I used to buy that I can't find right now is Axelrod. And that's another New York brand, and it's kosher. So certainly places that have a kosher clientele will have it. But my store, which doesn't really, doesn't have it anymore either. Anyway, I really like that cottage cheese. Friendship is terrific. I have to say, I never really met a cottage cheese I didn't like. But four eggs, a cup of cottage cheese, 3/4 of a cup of milk, about, I would say, a good 3/4 to a teaspoon of salt. As I said, I like to put sugar in mine. I only put in a tablespoon the other day, and that was enough. But my printed recipe calls for 2 tablespoons. And a cup and a half of matzo meal. So you mix all these things together in a bowl and let it stand for a good 10 minutes, maybe even a little longer, so that the matzo meal can hydrate and absorb the liquid portion of your mix. Now, if in the end it looks a little too thick to be poured into pancakes, it's not really a pourable mixture, but you definitely should be able to pour it into the pan. Or I use a very large, kitchen spoon. So I pour the mixture off of the big spoon, and if necessary, I tamp it down a little bit, because as you fry up this batter, it's going to thicken up a bit. And you may want to add a little, or really literally by the tablespoon, a little bit more milk to loosen it up. Now we're going to fry these in vegetable oil, if you're strict about Passover, which I bet nobody is who's listening to this. But in any case, grapeseed oil is a good oil. Otherwise, any vegetable oil is good. I usually add a nice hefty a tablespoon of butter just for flavor to the oil. And you only need, an eighth of an inch, a quarter of an inch of oil in the pan. These are not deep fried, these are pan fried. And as soon as the first side gets brown, which doesn't take very long at all, maybe 2 minutes, flip it over. I use a spatula and a fork to be able to flip these over without making a mess. And it doesn't take very long for the second side to get done. I definitely drain these on a paper towel or brown paper before I put them on the plate. And I like them plain with a dollop of sour cream, but you can have applesauce instead, or you could put jam on them or marmalade. I like marmalade. But I like them as a savory, not as a sweet necessarily. Although, how about this? You eat the first few savory, and then you save one or two for sweet, the dessert at the end. They're really quite good. Now, if you make the big ones that I make, you get 8, 10 pancakes, maybe 12. But if you make small ones, too small, I would say, you can get as many as 18, and then it still only serves, I would say, 4 or 5 people. So I like Kremslach savory because that's my background. But certainly, I always remember this when, as soon as I said that. When I was a kid, my sister and I ate them savory, but our cousins, who we always shared Passover with, my three first cousins, always put sugar on theirs. The family divide. I have to make these for my great nieces and see what they prefer, sweet or savory. I'll bet you it's sweet because everybody wants everything sweet now. Anyway, I did get to use up the cottage cheese between those two things, and I did get to use up almost all of the matzo meal. And I think the rest of it is I'm going to make something nostalgic. I do want to use it up. Is my mother always used to fry flounder or other flat fish, because my father went fishing and brought home fluke, so sometimes it was fluke, but she would fry that dipped in egg and then matzo meal. Now, it's matzo meal does is not the same as breadcrumbs. The flavor is very different, and it's a flavor I haven't had in years, so I'm really looking forward to that. Anyway, so Easter, I have to say, has its own cuisine separate from, the year, as does Passover. So in those two rites, we are alike. But I have to say that my TikTok feed is full of people making pizza rustica, otherwise known as pizza gain, otherwise known as pizza kiena, from whence pizza gain comes from, a dialect word. And that is speaking of cottage cheese, it's the Italian version. It's ricotta. They're big cakes of ricotta filled with other cheeses, firm cheeses like provolone, provola, could be mozzarella even, and also diced meats, ham, salami, pancetta, you name it, kitchen sink kind of thing, but really heavenly to eat. And usually these are made not to eat on Easter, although families do, but to be eaten in the old country on Easter Monday, because Easter Monday is a holiday also, and the old tradition is to go out to the countryside with a picnic on Easter Monday. And pizza rustica, pizza game, whatever you want to call it, is great picnic food. By the way, it doesn't always have a crust around it. Sometimes it's just a bread unto itself. In fact, I saw one recipe that was not even a yeast bread. It was a baking powder version of pizza game, which I thought was interesting and way easier, of course, than making a lard and yeast crust. But anyway, the cooking holidays are upon us. And
We should enjoy them, and potentially longer days, and potentially certain, certain good things.
Yeah, well, the longer days are nice. I track this because I'm up before dawn. So,
Right?
and so
And
dawn,
the
I think,
early and here, I'm
dawn
just
this
gonna.
week is around 7 o'clock. Still
You
not.
know that Dawn.
Dawn is about, maybe it's a minute or two or three or four before seven right
Dawn
now.
is different depending on your longitude, which I always thought was fascinating. So
Well,
you
I
got.
do know that, but I don't think our longitudes are very much different from Brooklyn to Sharon. That it
So
makes more than a
there's like
minute
6 minutes.
difference. Six
There's like 6
minutes?
minutes.
Really?
Yeah, the, yeah, no, it's huge. People.
So when was dawn by you this morning?
I didn't look it up, but I was doing something with tables and local sidereal time this past week, and it is staggering. It is staggering difference. I always thought New York and Sharon, West Cornwall were the same.
Yeah,
Why
pretty
wouldn't they?
much.
Right.
Well, I
No.
know weather-wise, where I live in Brooklyn is minimum 2 weeks ahead of Sharon, minimum. So we have not had any greening up here yet, but we have had crocuses and other low to the ground bulbs. But that's about it so far.
Well,
So
we will see what
anyway,
happens.
moving on, we get closer to Passover and Easter next week, and let's see if I can come up with something novel and easy.
Thank you, Arthur Schwartz, the Food Mensch on Robin Hood Radio.